Hey, Rango, just give me one second.
Okay.
Right. So he's not going to show up. So if he's not going to show up, but I want to go up there personally, so that's out of town, and it's early in the morning. So I'm going to do it Monday, I'll do it Tuesday, and then that's it until the following Friday. The Friday before Passover, I have one more, and then that's it for now. Because we're paying $250,000 a year in unemployment. So we're cutting all of these when like addressing them. Yes, there you go. I was returning your call. Sorry, my phone was on D&D and I didn't realize from last night because I was doing the report.
Oh, okay.
So when I got to all the missed calls, I called you right away. Yeah, what's up?
No, I was telling you. Well, I called you to tell you that I had a meeting with Valeria. We reviewed all the caseload and
good.
The cases with no services. I reassigned some cases to the new hire. And I also added some talking points in her introduction calls with the patients.
Amazing.
I wanted to let you know.
Okay, now, Arango,
yeah.
I had a meeting with Avi last night. Now, today at 12, I have a meeting with, I'm in here for reading. We have a meeting with Jimbo, with the timesheet people.
Okay.
Okay, as long as that gets up and running in short order, that will give all of the coordinators a lot more time, obviously, because there'll be no chasing timesheets. They're going to do it. They're going to be doing it for us. I'm hoping that we can get that up and running in short order. So I'll let you know at 3 o'clock today on our meeting how that one went and what we're going to do going forward. Regardless of that, Valeria's caseload is too high recently. It's too high, and it's too high. Two weeks ago she got 22 cases. Last week she got like 15 or something. This week's been very quiet, even though she's going to get a few more before the end of the week. But it's just too high. And all the other coordinators are pretty full. Now, the timesheet's going to give them leeway, and we'll probably increase the overall amount of caseload if they're not chasing timesheets. It'll give them at least 10 more hours a week. It should be giving them a significant amount of time. But regardless, I got okay from Avi to hire a hybrid coordinator that will assist Valeria with anything she needs in addition to having their own small permanent caseload. Okay?
Okay.
So there'll be a combo, we'll have a combo caregiver, because two full people on intake, on admissions, I don't think is necessary, and obviously doesn't think is necessary. I kind of agree, because there are weeks that we have no admissions, and there are weeks we have busy admissions. So I think that Avi's idea of a hybrid is a good one, and we'll have someone that'll have like a 60 to 80 caseload, with that will also assist Valeria with anything she needs. In terms of process, I'll talk to you about that later, but in how they're going to be assigned cases, probably what we'll do is we'll leave Valeria assigned to all cases, and as needed, she'll reassign to whoever is going to be there. So
okay.
So should I contact Zach to hire someone else?
Yeah, but I'm going to send you I need your approval. I'm going to send you the email right now so you can reply to it.
Send me an email. I'll reply to it immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Bye.